10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
My show today is about aging, and it looks completely different today than in past generations. And no, don't turn off the radio or change the dial. We have such a great show coming up, and you may even realize that your second half can very well be your best half. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and here we are again, Sunday. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com. Click the Listen Live button right there on our homepage. Well, we all know boomers and seniors are aging, and they are not getting old at all. In fact, 70 is the new 50, which makes 80 the new 60. Yes, everybody's getting younger. And I recently saw a guest on Jay Leno, on the Jay Leno show. Her name was Dorothy Custer. She is 100 years old and so going on 70. She was hilarious and lively. She said that one thing that she does, she never, ever leaves her bedroom in the morning until she exercises. Imagine if we all did that. Maybe that's why she's so lively at 100 and she has a really wicked sense of humor. So my first guest today is another woman who is just to be awed about. She is a performer, a radio icon, and so much more. She was raised as in an immigrant environment where children were seen but not heard. And this did not resonate with her at all. At a very young age, she would sneak off to the Forbidden Red Hill, where she sang and danced her heart out, realizing at a very young age she never wanted to grow old or silent, and has not. She was Miss Illinois Senior, a dynamic diva with no boundaries, and won the Beauties of American Pageant in 1998. She's also a blog talk radio host. And I want to welcome Kathy Watson to Aging Info Radio. Welcome, Kathy.
Sue, it is indeed my pleasure. My pleasure.
I am intrigued by you. I mean, you are 80 years young, and you are going on 60. You do so much. And, you know, I talked about the phenomenon of aging that intrigued you at such a young age. Did something happen that triggered that? I mean, how did that come about for you?
When you're raised in an immigrant family, I started to notice their habits and what was truly important to them. Now, Ma came from Hungary and Pa came from Croatia. And I want all of you to know that what I got from them, now I had no role models when it comes to theater, when it comes to performing, when it comes to running or stair climbing. My mother was a natural nutritionist. We never had any junk food. We didn't even know what it was. They had a farm. And Pa, his work ethics. He would get up at 4:30 in the morning to stoke the fire, to make sure that we were all warm and cozy. Their only interest was in the family, keeping the family together. And as a little girl, my mother, bless her heart, I made her cry so many times. Because I always had a better way. She would say I had four children and Katica. Those of you that understand, Katica is Kathy in Croatian, Catherine.
And Kathy did it her way is what you're telling me.
Oh, man. And I would watch all of this and I would go, wait a minute. Now, obviously, many are selected. I have been chosen. Why, at such a tender age, would I be so aware of these people that were in their 30s, but they looked 50?
Mm-hmm.
They were so worn out, and they were always in mourning for something. And that's when I decided to sneak away to the Forbidden Red Hill, where I would sing and dance my heart out. And isn't it amazing? I never dreamed that I would be on talk radio. I didn't have any role models. I didn't dream that I would ever be a speaker on international cruise ships, spreading the word about, if I have to be the torchbearer to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have this pandemic hold on youth. But here we are, 60s, 70s, 80s, are paving the future.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. We know what we're doing.
Well, your mission is to change the world's perception of aging now.
Absolutely.
And you're doing just that. Now, you've spent decades in research and studying studying aging. And, I mean, it shows by you, you're a walking example of aging but not growing old. I would never guess you 80 years young.
Well, I want to tell you something, honey. It took a couple of brandies for me to understand the transition. And I found myself laughing about it. Because the silver fox who's sitting next to me, who turned 86, he's heard me say over and over again, Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
And Raymond Charles Barker said, the danger of middle age is that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. I always had a vision.
Mm-hmm. And you still do.
Sue, I thought everyone exercised the way I do. Now, remember, at the age of 11, I studied classical ballet. At the age of 12, I was touring professionally with ballet companies, and I had all of these seasoned teachers. I was the spoiled little baby. I would put their false eyelashes on, then I'd go out on the stage and perform. So when I would come home, I never started high school on time. In fact, they threatened my father. If Katitsa doesn't come home, we're throwing you in jail and fining you $500.
Mm.
My sister calls me, now the drama queen. Oh, Helen, I must dance. I can't come home. And I didn't. But I don't know any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine.
So you've been exercising. That's where you do the stair climbing. You've been exercising for years. Since you were seven.
Yes.
73 years.
73. And you know what? Naivety? I thought everyone did.
You just never knew any different. So in the early 50s, when it wasn't even a fashionable or people didn't do it, you were doing that.
Hey, Silver Fox, will you agree? How many times were we made fun of? Oh, here they come. Don't talk to them about exercise. You'll be here forever and ever. And now I wonder, where are they now?
Mm-hmm.
To this day, listen to me, darlings. They're talking about exercise being medicine. In its simplicity is the difficulty. If you don't move your body, your blood becomes like sludge. The brain, we're talking about Alzheimer's, by the way, I'm not medical, so don't accuse me of stepping on their toes. I've just done a lot of studying. The brain needs oxygen. Duh! How is it going to get it other than through the circulation of the blood? When are you, as a human being, now pick up a mirror and take a look at yourself. Do you like what you see? You're the landscaper of your life. You're the one. Everything that has happened to you from years ago to right now, your greatest freedom is that of choice. You have chosen your life. On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? 10 being the highest. And this is what I get. Oh, Kathy, I'm going to have to give up so much. No.
To exercise?
Yeah, well, let's see. I have to watch my food. I can't eat chocolate.
This is what makes you so different than, you know, and I think all that stigma is shifting. I mean, when you look at how many 60, 70, 80, 90, 100-year-olds are just doing a lot of different things with their life, making the second half their best half. So, I mean, this is occurring more and more, and there's still people that are stuck on that side of the fence that you were just talking about.
I'm not seeing enough movement.
You got to keep moving.
But wait a minute now. Years ago, I thought, man, this is great. With the knowledge that we have here with our technology, oh, in the 20s, the century of the 2000, the 2013, I thought I would really see this shift. It hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
I walk around, I have my pulse on society today. I have never seen so many obese people in my life.
Well, hopefully that is all being brought to the forefront and worked on. And once again, I'm here with Kathy Watson. Her website is kathywatsonspeaks.com. She is a performer, a radio blog talk host, and so much more. We're going to talk about her new books that are her newest book. She's written a number of them when we get back. Right, Kathy?
You got it, babe.
All right. We'll stay right here on AM 560, and this is Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
Concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or agingradio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susie Wacky, your host, and my guest today is Kathy Watson with a mission to change the world's perception of aging. And she is doing just that. Now, Kathy, you've written a number of books, but your newest book is in an e-book, and you could also get an actual book, but it's available to the first 100 listeners who email Kathy at Kathy with an I, it's C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. You will get a copy of this e-book. It is absolutely amazing. It is actually the elixir of youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. What's in your book, Kathy?
Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible.
Now.
Now. Right this very minute. No costly equipment. It is so simple. Simple Simon, said the pieman, I guess going to the fair. I simplified all of my methods and techniques to help all of you understand that you have the power of choice in the palm of your hands. That's why I called it The Secrets. Shh. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Once you learn my methods, they're yours for life.
Interesting.
And you take them everywhere. And you know, we talk about acupuncture?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I'm alternative and I am medicine too. Medicine as we know it today. In, I don't know, is it chapter, secret number one or two?
Secret.
One. Two. The first hour is the rudder of the day. Now, before you go to bed at night, you have no idea the power of the mind. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. Huh. How's your garden growing? Pick up that mirror. Take a look at yourself. Every thought, every nuance that you are holding goes out into the universe. So at night, before you go to bed, oh, come on, all of you gassy geegers. Oh, what's she talking about? I'm going to do things my way. I've done it my way, and I ain't going to change. We don't care. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up, and permanently set. But at night, be with me here. If you want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. But I am telling you, go to bed at night. Now, you're the Michelangelo of your life. You're the Piazza. You have created everything in your life by your choices. Now, choose to immerse your mind in wonderful things that happen during the day. Well, I had this happen, I had that. Forget about it. An oyster cannot create this beautiful pearl without friction. So you had a setback or two and you were disappointed. Big deal. Get over it. But when you immerse yourself into wonderful thoughts, that's what's going to start when you start to fall asleep. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs
bite.
You
have better dreams that way, right?
Absolutely. Now remember, the mind, the body and the mind talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They go into repair the first couple of hours of sleep. Now you wake up in the morning. Now, let's find out where you're at. You're going to ask yourself two questions. Oh, you're going to say, good morning, God. Oh, good God, it's morning.
Which way do you want to go? You're half full or a half empty glass,
you
right?
You got it. Now, you're not going to jump out of bed right away. The body has been at rest. You're going to take this big cat stretch, and you're just going to stretch, yawn, 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 and then you're just going to collapse. Now you plan your day.
Yeah, take a few moments for yourself. You know, it's really interesting, Kathy, if you watch animals when they get out of bed, they're smart enough to know to do that, to stretch immediately.
Oh, our Beauregard, remember our Beauregard, our cat, biggest name, puppy dog? He knew. He just knew. But, oh, no, you see, human beings are just too smart.
Well, your book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, available on ebook. So you will send it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it has your, it says methods and techniques are easy and fun, such as, well, like the stretching one, right?
Oh, wait a minute. But if you want to thump your thymus. Now, another thing, darlings, acupressure. I acupress my entire body before I get out of bed. It is now releasing the toxins that have accumulated during the night. No needles, just acupressure points. I've studied the Chinese. I studied the Japanese. I've studied American. It works. It truly works. I don't get headaches. The silver fox doesn't get headaches, but he knows that it's morning. Now, the thymus right here for your little immune system. Mm-hmm. Okay, all of you, take your finger, and right here where that little notch is.
Right in your throat.
Right down below the throat.
Mm-hmm.
You take your tongue, put it behind your top front teeth. Now, you take a light fist, and you just,
there you go.
And Bill says, oh, God, it's morning. She's thumping. And I've given all of the facial exercises, the tongue stretch exercises, everything. I've given them silly names because of the nature of the human being. I don't want them to have any misconception of how dynamic. You will look younger. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. In that book, it's free. It took me 60 years. And if that isn't going to convince you, then
So it took you 60 years to come up with the Elixir of Youth book, Secrets of a Spring Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find interesting is you have said that these techniques and methods are all very simplified.
Yeah.
So it's basic stuff that you can practice on a daily basis is what you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wouldn't know how to start my day without the exercises. And then, of course, we get ready to go to the gym.
Well, whatever you have done, Kathy Watson, and once again, this is my guest here, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com is her website. Whatever you have done, for 80 years young, you absolutely are a walking, talking infomercial for seniors aging but not growing old.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. And when I looked at octogenarian, I thought, holy, I don't believe it. We cannot. I have a daughter, 60. Bill is, I think, 55. And the younger one, he gets so angry with me. He's either 52 or 53. I could never remember his age. They were raised in a family of classical ballet. They were raised with knowing that their dad did ironworking. They were raised with two people that were co-creating a life that resonates and that will make a difference in how they spend the rest of their life. Sydney ran the marathon. I will not run a marathon.
But you're a stair climber.
Oh, yeah, the John Hancock, 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. My best time was 33 minutes. March of this year, I did the Presidential Tower, 50 flights in 23 minutes. And hey, all of you out there, you doubting Thomases, I beat gals 30 and 40 years old.
And that's what you do daily because you daily exercise. So you're just like Dorothy Custer that was on Jay Leno that says she doesn't leave her bedroom in the morning until she exercises.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're in a nursing home. I don't care if you're in a rocking chair. There are exercises for sitting down. You've got to move the body. Now, is that rocket science stuff?
No, that's pretty basic. I mean, you've got to keep moving it to keep going. I mean, that's really, that's one of the keys to aging but not growing old, just like Kathy Watson.
Aging is inevitable. Not to show it is divine. I looked around and I'm still looking for more 80-year-olds that will get in touch with me. Let me know what your talent is. Don't be afraid of the media or the society out there. I know that Sue will want to showcase you, too. There aren't too many. I'm still yoking.
You know what? I'm seeing more and more people that are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s just doing extraordinary things with their life. There's a woman in the Chicagoland area that skydives all the time. I think she's close to 70.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing more and more of this, and what's so great, that means the boomers will be leading or walking down that same path and leading the way and staying aging but not growing old. Right, Kathy?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute here. Nope, this is Aging Info Radio. You've got more to...
Let me tell you about you boomers.
Oh, no. We're going to hear about this when we get back. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560?
Oh, I could hardly wait.
You're going to tell us all about the boomers. Well, I'll be really, really excited to hear this one, Kathy. We'll be right back. So stay right here on AM 560.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness, and her book Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine. Real patients, real doctors. A great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, we cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust the sails. I'm here with Kathy Watson, and what a dynamic diva she is. 80 years young, a performer, a blog talk radio host, and an author. And Kathy, you are going to tell me about the boomers. What's your view on the boomers?
Wait a minute. This is Chicago Tribune, 1995. Marketeers who try to treat over 50 boomers the same way they have treated previous mature consumer groups are doomed to failure. They would be ignoring the largest, richest, and biggest spending segment in the history of American marketing.
78 million.
Baby boomers are redefining middle age, just as they've done with every other life stage they've gone through. The sheer size of the market gives them a louder voice. When this generation sneezes, the country catches a cold. And that was from Lillian Marche, President, Generations Insight, 1996.
Yeah, they were definitely on to something. I mean, we are larger than the greatest generation and the silent generation put together, the baby boomers are. So there's a lot of, I say we're on the forefront of a silver tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's so great because 50 to 120, I mean, everything is different. It's undefined. It's where do you want to take it? It's just like your other book that you've written, which I love. It's Choices.
Okay, now just a little sidebar here.
Okay.
When Bill and I were just getting acquainted, his mom and dad turned 50. And they said, oh, we've got to slow down now. That, don't you see how it has changed?
Oh, it just keeps evolving and progressing.
Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? Did you get to that point in your life, half a century, halfway mark, to sit in a doctor's office to get a script? Wouldn't you rather be on Sue's show telling everyone how great you are and what you've been doing? Of course. Get off your fat guzitsa and make a difference in the world.
Absolutely. At any age, there's so much wisdom. You have so many more years of experience than I have. And the wisdom, I mean, what I learn from senior citizens says a whole lot, too, because there's, you know, generations continue to evolve and change. And I really want to take us to your book on Choices. This is a great little book. It's magical.
You have no idea. And very quickly, in 2010, October, I said to the Silver Fox, I'm going to the business office. We have an activity center. I am going to write my book on my choices. It's going to be about my life. 4 hours later, I came back, and I went, my God, this is so boring. Who on earth cares? I opened the book. I invited, there are 14 of us. A tribute to the contributing authors, celebrities in their own rights. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. And what you can learn from it, you can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You see, Raymond Charles Barker said, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. I'm climbing and reaching higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings. In Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, winter. No, this is the springtime of your life. It's your choice. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. Of course you can. Is it material or is it spiritual? Go to, there are 13. And Sue, when you go to the book, go back, first look at their photo.
When you say there, she's talking about true stories about real-life people that were willing to share those stories.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking, yes.
Look at about the author, Steel Mill Mama. She was 87 years old, still working in the steel mill factories in Pennsylvania. She passed away a year ago. And then here is Lee Puttrick, who was adopted in 1978, she decided that she's going to quit corporate America. She said, I quit. She walked in, and the president called her a traitor. So she goes home to tell her Jack, her husband, and he's going, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, that
you're
was making so foreign. That would have never been done. 1978.
Yeah, and she was making $30,000 a year. And he said the magic words, Missy, go right back in and get your job back because you ain't going to be able to cut it. Well, she looked at him and said, you want to bet? Today, she's pushing 80. She gets a residual check every month with four figures.
She said, just watch me, just like Kathy Watson.
Home-based business. Any of you interested in a home-based business, no startup calls, cost, give me a call. Sue and I will help you.
What is your phone number, Kathy?
847-882-8717.
Thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio. You inspire me, 80 years young and still climbing a lot of stairs and a lot more to come. Stay right here. I have another guest coming on. We're talking about age and aging and how different it is today. We'll be right back. This is Aging Info Radio right here on AM 560.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, we are talking about aging today. And no, don't change that dial. Don't turn off the radio. Yes, it's changed, but it's all changing where people are actually aging but not growing old. And my next guest is Lori Campbell. She is a gerontologist. She is the founder of Generation Age Potential. She has also written a great book called Awaken Your Age Potential. Welcome, Lori Campbell, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Sue.
Well, I am excited to have you on. Your little book here is magical. There's a part of this book that just completely inspired me. It's the area of thrivers. It's people that you've, you know, interviewed and talked about that are just doing so much with their lives.
Yes, that's what actually gave me my aha moment, that this type of aging experience can be for all of us. Really, thrivers represent what age potential is all about, aging as it could be. They're living the possibilities of what the research bears out.
Now, you talk about there's three main ways that we measure age: chronological, biological, and psychological.
Exactly. And you know, most of us are really fixated on our chronological age. That's our age according to the calendar. And as we know, that's very fixed. So what I would like to encourage your listeners is to shift their focus of attention to your biological and psychological age. And what I mean by that, the biological age reflects the health state of our tissues, organs, cells, and telomeres. And our psychological age reflects how we actually feel about ourselves at every age and stage. You know, how we perceive ourselves. Do we like ourselves? Do we love ourselves? Our mindset, thoughts, emotional health, belief system. Those are the two areas that we have control over, influence, our focus of influence. So that's what people really need to start thinking about and putting energy towards.
Now, you talked about a cutting edge, the telomere. What is that?
Telomeres are the end caps of a chromosome that protect the DNA. Right now, telomere testing is the number one available biomarker for health and aging. So it is cutting edge, and your listeners are going to hear more and more about telomeres, and there's telomere testing, and there's about 8,000 published articles on the connection between telomere length and the aging process.
And what type of testing is that? Is it done through...
Well, there's two types of testing out. One that you do can test through saliva, and that gives your average median length of your telomeres, and then there's one through blood draw and tissue sample, and that actually gives a more accurate result because it gives you the percentage of your shortest telomeres, which is so important to know, because once our telomeres get short, that's when disease comes, inflammation in the cell, all sorts of things happen.
So once you do the testing, and I think it'll come more to the forefront as the years roll by, or people are actually getting tested currently?
Yes, matter of fact, I'm waiting for my results. So, I mean, anyone who's interested in testing or learning more about this, I educate a lot on my social media, and or just email me, Lori, L-O-R-I, at agepotential.com, and I can get you set up for the testing. I believe everyone should have a baseline test because it's the most indication of how we're aging on the inside physiological, and that's all that really matters.
And so what does it tell you?
Well, we know that good telomere health doesn't necessarily extend lifespan or tell you how long you're going to live, but what it does, what the research shows, is it clearly supports a longer health span. So it tells you how you're aging, you know, your cells and your telomeres and your tissues and all sorts of things down to a physiological way, and that's the most accurate way of how we can tell that we're truly aging, more than just by our age, which so many people think 65 we're going to start going downhill. You know, there are people who are in their 70s, but maybe biologically their age may indicate more in their 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be on either side. And the encouraging thing is that we can actually have influence through increasing an enzyme that's called telomerase, that through our lifestyle habits like diet, exercise, de-stressing, because we know oxidative stress and inflammation are the two most precursors to disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, focusing on things like meditation, yoga, journaling, anything that really subsides that stress. And then lastly, it's very important to have meaningful relationships and be connected.
Yeah. Stay with people. Get up, get dressed, get out, and get connected to people. Your book, Awaken Your Age Potential, Exploring Chosen Paths of Thrivers. Great little book, available at agepotential.com and also on Amazon. Tell us about your book, Lori.
Well, it's a book really to awaken people that, you know, that there's a lot to look forward to. We're not victims of our genes. We know that from the science. It's called the science of epigenetics. Our genes are a predisposition, Sue, but they're not our fate. We have control of how our genes express, either towards disease or towards prevention. And that's exciting stuff. You know, our bodies are meant to be healthy and vital. And we first have to have that mindset. So that's what I would really encourage. The first step is to go through a mind cleanse, I call, because we're all affected by ageist beliefs, limiting beliefs that we've taken on as truths. And they really, really are. We have this mind-body connection, and our bodies follow the lead of our minds. So if we don't believe, if we don't know the research truth, and even more, believe it for ourselves, how can we begin to create and live a life of thriving?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, right there it says, you know, that's what's making the difference with people aging but not growing old. We're all making different choices and becoming aware of the cutting edge and the telomere. This is Susan Wacky with Aging Info Radio. We will be right back, and we'll hear a little bit more from Lori Campbell right here on AM 560.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susan Wacky, and I'm here with guest Lori Campbell. She is a gerontologist, also the founder of Generation Age Potential, and the author of Awaken Your Age Potential, which is available on Amazon and on her website. Lori, I would like your words of wisdom for aging.
Well, you know, people often ask me, what's the first step I could do to put myself on a path of living out my age potential? And I cannot emphasize enough is really focus in on that psychological age, address your mindset. Because, so in other words, really sit yourself down and go through a time of what I call reflection, question, and redirection. Identify your limiting beliefs around aging, and then question them. Is this true? Does research really tell me so? Because we know there's so many things that we know that we have influence all the way down to the cellular level. And then once you identify your limiting beliefs, I'd like you to go ahead and reframe those limiting beliefs into positive affirmations and really focus on telling yourself that you are peer potential at every age and every stage, and begin to believe it and live it. And then secondly, I would encourage every listener to start educating themselves on telomere
testing. Absolutely. I've heard it. It's definitely on the forefront. It's cutting edge. And thank you so much, Lori, for being on Aging Info Radio. And her book is Awaken Your Age Potential, available on Amazon. And land trusts, a simple and affordable way to avoid probate. The land trust solution, choose who inherits your home with one simple form. The home will then pass outside of probate to who you choose. This saves your family thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. It also keeps your assets away from creditors. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. And my paws pooch this week is Molly, a two-year-old female, beautiful border collie. She is such a cute dog. Go to aginginforadio.com and click on the paws logo. Check out Molly or call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. Call right now. She is waiting, of course, with her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy Mae, that is Molly, much bigger than you. And if you've missed any of our show today or any of our past shows, they are up on podcast. Right after we air at aginginforadio.com, we have our guests listed, our new guests into the first couple of months of the new year. I can't believe it's already cruising right on into 2014. Make sure you check out our expert partners at aginginforadio.com. They are the ones that support Aging Info Radio. A thank you to my guests today, Kathy Watson and Lori Campbell, my expert partners who support Aging Info Radio. And of course, Debbie Schreiner here on AM 560. I can't say enough. She is a wonderful patient programmer. I am Susan Wacky, your host. Thank you for listening to Aging Info Radio, and I will be back next Sunday. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
The men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least five.